Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am still positive Chuck Mockler.
Hey, man. It's been a lot to stay positive.
Right, there's a lot going on, it feels like, and also very little going on. It's a weird vibe right now as a sports fan, I would say.
But at the same time, it feels like we're a little bit coming to the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Whatever tunnel that may be.
In case you didn't know, we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Yes. We bring you Clippers news 3 times a week. And boy, howdy, is there some great news.
Yeah.
Most of the Clippers are in Orlando. Couple notable exceptions.
And a new exception today that was tweeted about as well. Kind of a surprise not being there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we've seen from the guys so far. Seems like the business conference is going swimmingly.
Yes, yes. A lot of deals being made.
So we're going to do, if you're a listener of the show, another fun check, an Updike fun check, where we just talk about, you know, where we are at with fun-wise with the bubble so far. And then Charles coined the term bubble darlings.
It's got to take off.
And we're going to be talking about some possible bubble darlings that the Clippers could have. So stay tuned for that. And then we got some shavings. The people clamored for it.
I got my foot in my mouth on this one.
The people clamored for it. Jamal Crawford is on a team. However,
yes,
it is not the Clippers, folks.
Unfortunately.
And then we're going to be wrapping things up today with a classic Love, Marry, Kill. So all that and more coming up right about now.
And we got to give a special shout out to Built Bar.
Built Bar.
Eating those Built Bars up. You guys help sell those things out. So if you want to keep eating healthy, check out BuiltBar.com.
Body by Built Bar.
Body by Built Bar. So most of the Clippers in Orlando. Kawhi did not travel with the team due to a family matter. We hope everything is okay with the Leonard family. He should join the team this weekend, we think. And then also, Jermichael Green, not in Orlando, tending to a family matter, and will join soon. B.A. Turner broke that the day that we're recording this, which is Thursday. Practice starts on Friday, the day you'll be hearing this. Where are we kind of at right now? So there's no Kawhi, there's no Jermichael, and there's no Sham for various reasons. That seems like three pretty big absences maybe to miss the first practice, just in terms of being on the court and kind of getting used to being back together. Not knocking any of these situations at all, obviously, but
no,
from a team
sure.
perspective.
From a team perspective, it does feel like a little bit of a detriment. But I guess my thing is, obviously, you know, some family stuff, especially in these times, is a little bit unavoidable.
Of course.
It's so mysterious the way that both of these have kind of been reported, which I guess is fine. You know, it's personal stuff.
This is a Clippers gonna clip situation. This is a new Clippers gonna new clip because there's no information that comes out with the new Clippers front office on any level, like about truly anything.
But I hope these family matters are fine. I also, is there a percentage chance Jermichael and Kawhi are both in the same room and they're just listening to family business on the team?
Yeah, they're just getting in their own zone.
They got a little teary-eyed, didn't want to get on the team plane.
Maybe. And Shamit, his girlfriend sent him donuts, so he seems to be doing at least well in quarantine. He posted
it. Yeah, I thought he's really taking care of his body.
Yeah, I know. Like, eat a dozen donuts right now. A guy who has COVID.
I mean, he has got the metabolism.
So. Yeah, he's probably fine. But we hope everything's good with Kawhi and Jermichael. Assuming they're going to be there this weekend. Some teams have started practicing, the Clippers will when you listen to this, like I said, but just hope everything's okay. You know, the mysteriousness is you're just, given the times, you're a little like, oh man.
Yeah, but I get it, and it does make sense that we don't have any information on this.
Oh yeah, keep it private.
Weirdly, I guess the Jermichael one maybe worries me a little bit more out of the two, just because, as we've talked about, I wonder what his shape is going to be like coming back in, like from a cardio perspective.
It's a late report too, because it happened. We're recording this at 7:50 on what day is it? Thursday. And we got it like about an hour ago or something like that. So it's a late report, which kind of concerns me. So I hope it wasn't a last minute thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we hope everyone's doing well. Moving on to kind of the Clippers who are in Orlando. Most of them seem to be having a pretty good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Bev is burning sage, which, look, I did not expect that, but I love it.
I mean, L.A. will wear off. Dude, L.A. will wear on a Chicago kid.
Yeah, he's
You'll
just
get
a kid.
Little L.A.
He's
on
just
you.
A kid from Chicago, and he's burning sage. No, but he has a great setup. He's got his gaming setup. His view is great, too. He has a view of, like, the whole fountain situation.
I mean, it looked like the best view I guess you could get at a
Disney World. It's the Grand Destino. With the sage? And what else did he have in his room, Will? You noticed this in this video.
No, not in Pat Bev's.
Oh, not in Bev's? Who are we talking about?
Lou has A, the stew. He's got a full recording studio set up in his room.
Yes, he does.
And also, man, looked like a primo bottle of tequila.
He's having a good time.
Are you candy, too. I guess I wouldn't have pictured Lou as a candy guy.
Oh, no. Lou is absolutely a candy guy.
I mean,
you don't
sense.
Not lift weights and hate working out in basketball and shoot 20 points and not function on a bunch of candy.
I don't think he hates working out, just not lifting weights.
That's fair. That is two different things. Patterson posted a food pic that had Patrick Patterson, who you have a good theory about, actually, despite what was in this picture, which is, I thought was a 750 of Johnny Walker Black.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's the big one, the 1.5 or the 1.7.
Yeah, so he's stocked up. So Patterson's having a good time. But you have a theory about...
It's actually a very affordable blended Scotch whiskey.
Yeah, it's not the blue. The blue would be... I mean, a big bottle of blue would be...
But. Oh, it's also overrated. It's not worth what they charge for it. Anyway,
we're going to start Locked On Scotch, actually, you know, depending how things go with the bubble from here on out. But you have a good theory about Patterson.
You mean my bubble theory?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought we were saying this for the second segment, but damn.
I mean, it's a good theory about Patterson.
So my thing with Patterson, I don't think that food spread looked half bad.
No, Trez didn't like it.
Trez didn't like his salmon, it looked like.
Which is fair. That salmon, it looked kind of bad, but whatever.
It was definitely farmed. Anyways, I digress.
Okay,
I digress.
Yeah. Locked On Farm to Table.
So I think that Patterson could end up having a surprise performance in the bubble. I think that he might actually be in the best shape of any Clipper.
That was it's such a good, like, kind of dark, because I kind of forgot about Shoulders, as he is known affectionately by Trez and probably all the other Clippers too. But the dude is a man. His pregame workouts, those are game. That's like,
I've said it before on the pod, but he's a gym rat. Like, yeah. he's a gym rat guy.
Yeah.
And not that the, obviously not that the other Clippers aren't. They're all professional athletes, for God's sake.
Well,
but,
Lou literally isn't.
But I think that he could be a surprise guy who's like in really good shape. And I think that could lead to him having some, at least one really nice performance in those eight regular season games.
Like a 6-minute stretch of some random game where it's like, we need this.
I just think that he could have, you know, he could have one of those 9-point swings where he just hits three threes and then has like a one just great defensive possession where we're like, damn.
He's just physical, yeah.
Damn.
He has a performance that makes people, there's a classic tweet where it's like, imagine having to play the Clippers and then Patrick Patterson starts shitting on you. I've seen that tweet a couple times because he has those runs before.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
conditioning
sure.
is going to be huge.
I think it's going to be.
He probably broke the Peloton that Ballmer sent him. but there's an essence of fun in all of these posts.
It feels very much like a business conference.
It does. So I randomly have gone back and forth with Lakers player Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
A couple of times through my personal account on Twitter. I asked him to rank the top teams in terms of excitement in the bubble. Because he was talking about how that being a big factor. He was like, oh, the Lakers are so excited to be in the bubble. I think they're going to win. And
the Magic, too.
Yeah, Magic are there. And he ranked it, I asked him to rank the teams from excitement for bubble, and he ranked it, he had Lakers, Rockets, Memphis, and Clippers fourth. I'm putting the Lakers dead last.
That's fair. Is the reasoning for the Clippers being dead last because everyone's not there?
I think that, but I also think because we don't know what Kawhi is doing. This was also pre, like, the Jermichael news, too.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but I think based on this, the Clippers are having a good time.
Yeah.
Memphis also definitely probably having a good time because there's a bunch of young kids. And if you've ever played on a sports team and you got to go to away games and be in a hotel with your sports team, oh man, did you make hotel staff workers' life a living hell?
Memphis has to be one.
They're having a good time.
Or the Pelicans. I bet they're having a great
time. The Grizzlies are going to like light a couch on fire, but everyone's going to be fine with it because it's going to be like, oh, it's just a fun thing. Unless it'd be funny if the Grizzlies somehow brought Randolph along just to make sure everyone stayed in line.
That would be hilarious.
Just to be like, dude, don't make Zebo get in here, dude.
That would be hilarious.
But it seems like the Clips are having fun, which is, it made me, it kind of just as a fan, it gave me like a sense of like, all right, you know, we're good. Like Bev had a great video that, you know, like, I think the Clippers are going to be all right morale wise.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I agree with you because I hadn't thought about this, but it was like reassuring to see that people are still upbeat about the situation.
They're excited.
You know, they're excited to be there. They're excited to return to play. And that makes me feel a little bit easier about the whole situation.
Yeah, and not excited in a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just want to play basketball. Yeah, it's, you know, good to see. Again, we hope... if anything happens also, we know we record... This is a Friday episode, and there's usually a Monday episode. If there's any kind of, you know, major updates with the players who aren't in Orlando right now, we'll do a weekend episode. We're kind of on pin... You know, the way that the news works, I'm expecting an alert at 3:30 in the morning. Who knows what's going to happen? Coming up after this, we're going to do the Updike Fun Check, talk about the Bubble Darlings, but first... We got to give a shout out to rockauto.com.
Hey, you have to. You know why? They're a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years.
That's so long online.
It's incredible. I can't believe the internet is even that old. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet.
Do they have mufflers?
They do have mufflers.
Do they have seatbelts?
Yes.
Do they have, I don't know, steering wheel columns?
100%.
That's tight.
And they have it for any one of your many vehicles, Charles. Mm-hmm. Your classic, which I know you have.
I have a couple of classics. I have a couple of buses, and I have a couple of beaters.
Or your daily driver, you know, like a classic Camry. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers.
Always.
Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Rock Auto.
Rock Auto. Auto parts.
Okay, we're in segment segment two. We're in the Updike Fun Check. We're in the Bubble Darlings Outlook. Will, this is your fun check. Where's your fun level at right now as a fan?
So it's taken a hard 180. I would say.
I think everyone's mood. I think every couple of hours takes a hard 180.
So yesterday, we were texting about the possibility of a fun check.
Oh yeah, it was.
And it was shortly after the Kawhi news, and I was. I would say the fun meter was broken.
Because my phone was going through an update. I have a 6S. Don't talk about it. I'm in the middle of a phone situation. I had to go through an update. I didn't even see the Kawhi news.
Yeah,
and so, there was a very bullshit headline.
Yeah,
that you sent me too, which didn't help, I don't think.
So here's the thing. Obviously, you know, Kawhi, you know, traveling to be with his family, that's no problem. It's no big deal. Makes sense. The way it was originally reported was like Kawhi Leonard will not travel to the Orlando bubble due to a family issue.
And it's like,
which is like just wording it that way.
That's clickbait.
I get that you're doing it for the clicks, my buds. I get it,
but
I don't like it. And I refuse to patron it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, you sent me a screenshot. You didn't even send me the link, which is true. That's a resistance move right there. That's how I read athletic articles.
But we're going to title this episode, Kawhi Never Coming to the Bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Kawhi hates the Clips. No.
Since then, you know, we talked about it a little bit in the last segment, but just seeing the guys excited to be there, I think is huge. Seeing the initial Clippers media post of the guys in their masks, some nice fits, getting to Orlando. Yeah. It feels like basketball is back, so I'm having fun.
A little bit, for sure. I would say, yeah, I'm at like a scale of 1 to ultimate fun. I'm probably at I'm having a pretty damn good time.
I would say I'm at orange creamsicle level of fun.
Okay. I'm at, I'm at a pool party. I didn't really know anyone coming to this pool party.
Yeah.
And the friend that I came with left.
Thought you were going to leave early, ended up staying.
The friend that I came with left because they had a family emergency, and I'm just like... That's a pretty good time. Let's see what happens. Like, some horrible stuff could happen or some fun stuff. No, I'm feeling good. I just want to see some practice footage.
Yeah.
I just want, I just want to see, you know, like, especially the guys getting back out there. I know practice is going to be probably, I think it starts like 3-on-3. Like, we can't even have like full whatever. But I'm excited to see, you know, guys doing a walkthrough, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
The Clippers being in good shape is also helping me with this. Like, the fact that the team sent them bikes and all that, like, and, like, you know, a hoop and all that stuff. Like,
Bikes!
I'm sure there was a check-in from the trainers.
Definitely.
You know, like, I'm sure there was some harping on and stuff like that, which is great. So I'm excited about that in terms of a competitive advantage for the Clips.
Yeah. I'm sure that dude who looks like Raymond Felton was there.
Yeah, for sure. So now let's talk about Bubble Darlings.
Yeah.
I asked Clippers Twitter who's going to have a good game and like who's going to be a Bubble Darling.
Yeah.
And pretty much every single player on the team was listed by someone, which was really fun.
No clear leader.
Bev was kind of the clear leader.
Gotcha.
Which I was like, that's an interesting pick. But then I thought about it. I mean, Bev, look, if Patrick Beverley's guarding you one-on-one, yeah, you can at least kind of use the to at least block out whatever's happening. But if there's none of that and you're just basically playing in an empty gym.
Yeah, that's a good call. He's going to decimate opponents.
He's going to ruin someone's mental game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome to watch.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in a true to the game way, not in a mean way. He's just going to play so much better than they are and demoralize them. Rodney Magruder got one shout out, which I was kind of expecting more shout outs to happen.
Yeah. So I like your counterpoint on the Rodney Magruder Bubble Darling.
No way he can play any worse. He's had a bunch of hiccups throughout. You know, he was injured in preseason.
Yeah.
The form was never really there. His offensive rating is 99. His defensive rating is 108, which isn't
great.
It's not great. It's not,
it hasn't. The eye test, I would say, has not maybe not test. Looked.
But I think Magruder could be a player, and like with Shamet, where when there's no fans, I think sometimes there's no way to quantifiably measure it, but sometimes we've talked about it, and much, you know, bigger writers than us have written about it. Like, there's guys who crush in practice who just sometimes, for whatever reason, it's not the same in games. Not that they can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes the environment of game has to be perfectly right for someone to have a great game. But if there's no, if a bunch of stuff is taken away, I think that Magruder, he might surprise us.
Well,
he might be in the mix for being in the best shape.
He could definitely be in the mix because he was injured and still in really good shape and was on the roster, but was playoff ineligible last year. Still in great shape.
Still working.
So my thing is, I hope that you're right. I hope that maybe a change of pace with the audiences will improve his play. I would think, though, that like playing in Miami, he would be used to like pretty raucous crowds.
You would think. But sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's like there's going to be some cool intangible things to see. There's going to be players who rise and maybe some players who fall. Do you think there's any players who don't play well in the bubble environment?
Who don't play well?
Just maybe that lack of, I think a little bit, Trez feeds off energy of the crowd, which I think is a very awesome thing. It's going to take some adjustment to have no crowd. For every player, it's going to. But there are some guys who are a little more like, you know, some players, you know, talk shit to the crowd. Like,
yeah.
Westbrook is a guy who I think without fans, that's maybe a harder time if he's not having as good a game to get out of it.
So here's my thing. I think in a situation without fans, the Clippers have a great advantage, and not in that they don't have a huge legion of fans, but in that...
It'd be so funny if you just went full Lakers, bro, for some reason. You're like, because they never have, and just knock your microphone over and unzip your skin.
I pull off my face, and it's just been a
Lakers
else.
Fan this whole
it's
time.
It's Lake Show, yo,
you're
guy.
Jerry Buss. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, not that they don't have, like, a ton of fans, because, I mean, I thought crowd support this year at the Clippers was the best it's ever been. But I'm just saying, they're used to being in hometown environments that are entirely hostile.
Yeah.
You know, a couple,
no one likes
to at least three times a year.
Yeah.
I think that they're, nobody is, like, really that big of a showboat. To be honest with you, like, I don't think Paul George.
We don't have a, yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think Paul George gives a damn about the crowd. I know Kawhi doesn't.
Yeah. Kawhi is only hearing whirs and clicks and buzzes when he plays, and that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I think yeah.
So I think that
it will be an adjustment.
They're uniquely poised over other teams to deal with that scenario. Yeah. But so I think someone who might suffer though, will maybe be Lou Will.
Lou Will's a vibe guy. That's how he feels. That's why he comes off the bench, because he feels out the game.
He gets pretty, like, he gets pretty loud support from the fans.
Very much so. That's true. Man.
But my bubble darling, I think, I talked a little bit about Patterson in the last segment, but my other one would have to be Reg.
I like that.
I think Reggie, I mean, to be honest with you, to be a bubble darling to me, all he would have to do is keep up the level of play that we saw him post.
Oh my God. Post-trade. Yeah, of course. I would take 8% less.
Yeah. If he had 82% of what he contributed.
Oh wow, you're
to
going.
Me, wow. That would be a bubble
darling.
That's
18% less.
I mean, he was just so phenomenal.
It was so good.
But I think same thing. Like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen.
He could step out.
We don't know what's going to happen with him after this season. He's got to recognize the value of this opportunity and this shot.
For sure.
More so than anyone.
And Morris.
Love it.
Morris can fully kind of focus on like, the fifth option now. There was a great debate Ben Step Back Tree on Twitter was having, talking about how Morris, like, you know, he's going to shoot better. Like, he will. So I think that's a good pick, too. Let us know your picks for bubble darlings. Also, try and spread that term. It's just kind of fun to say.
Yeah.
For the Clippers, at Locked on Clips, at Charles Mockler, at Will Updike. Coming up this, we got some shavings and a love, Mary, quarantine.
All right, so we're back with shavings.
Hey, I got my foot in my mouth.
Jamal Crawford signed with the Nets.
Tastes like shit.
Jamal Crawford signed with the Nets. So happy for him.
Fantastic. He's going to score 30 against us, and it's going to be my fault.
And the Nets need some scoring right now.
Need bodies. The Nets don't need scoring.
That's a better point. Bodies. The Nets need bodies.
So much so that they signed Michael Beasley, who also has to serve a 5-game suspension during the day. Or it might not be all 5, but it's like, you signed a guy who has to serve a suspension?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I think he could still come in and get hot, though.
Jamal Crawford's going to embarrass some people.
Yeah.
There's going to be, because the way that highlights work now, because of social media, is like, it's like, you know, it's like the Deion Waiters highlights against the Clippers.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they lost. So, tight. There's going to be a mixtape made of Jamal Crawford in this bubble that if someone who never watched basketball before watched it,
they'd be like, this is the definition of a bucket.
Was he the best player? Because that man tore his ACL trying to guard him. Like, Jamal Crawford's going to embarrass some people. In losing efforts. And he might win the Nets a game against the Clippers. And he's going to look at the camera and say, I told you. But I'm excited to see him play.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to see him square up against the Clippers twice.
Yeah. What the hell is that? Why do we... God, I hate that. Is there anything else in shavings?
No, not...
Anything you want to get off your chest about the Clippers?
You know what? Maybe we don't have to play the cards so close to the chest.
Just in terms of everything?
Just in terms of everything.
You know what? I feel that.
You know, sometimes people who report on the team on, I don't know, let's say like a 3-time to 5-time a week basis could have a little info as a treat. I don't know. As a treat.
No, not even us. Any Miriam, Greif, yeah. Like Wyke, Jovan, like it's just a little bit of information. Just something.
A nibble.
Just a nib. All right, let's get to Love, Mary, Quarantine. I did off-court team building exercises for the Clippers in quarantine. Full disclosure, very heavy summer camp vibe theme for this. Number one, prank calls. They're fun. They can truly mess up an opponent, coach, player, trainer, if you really want to get psyop with it.
Oof. That's another level.
That's a terrifying level. You did not want to play my high school hockey team. And it's easy to do via social distancing. It's the safest, you know.
That's good, clean fun.
Safest goof you can have.
Prank calls are good, clean fun.
Yes. And then string and can telephone that connects all the Clippers rooms. Another very summer.
This is a phone heavy Love, Mary, Quarantine.
They all got to stay apart. What are they going to do?
I like it.
This is like, you know, guys can communicate and gossip about what's going on in the bubble, you know. A lot of hot goss, I'm assuming, is going to happen.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know where they would have access to tin cans, but
in Florida. Theory, I think tin cans are like tumbleweeds in Florida.
In theory, I do love it.
I think they just go down the street. And then, this is a throwback to when William here and I were in college. The super hook.
Oh, Skyhook.
Skyhook, excuse me, the Skyhook. So the Skyhook... Will, why don't you break down what the Skyhook is?
So the Skyhook is It's, I mean, it's essentially what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sometimes to collect things into a, say, a dorm room, for instance.
Yeah, that you shouldn't have.
That you shouldn't have. Paraphernalia, perhaps. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe just a few brews.
A 30 rack, you know.
We would tie together a bunch of bed sheets and then make a crude net.
Sitcom style.
Yeah, that we would throw out of the window.
Skyhook.
Yeah, you would fill it up, pull it back in.
No harm, no foul. Victimless crime. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Except for our livers. So the players do this, and they just take things from the lobby, the parking lot, just kind of as like a fun, like, oh, is there a ghost haunting this hotel?
I mean, somebody's got to get the gas.
Hey, that's another pod for another day. You feel me? What's your LMQ for these? Or do you have anything else to add?
No, these are all fabulous. These are all great. Man, I'm kind of loving all of these. So
they're all a wholesome good time.
So I'm going to.
Oh, I'm going to add one more.
What do you got?
You know that thing where someone jumps off a really high platform onto a large inflated thing, and then someone who is laying on the large inflated thing gets launched into the air? So Balmer goes down to Orlando, and just as a treat for the guys, everyone gets one bounce from Balmer. He jumps off a 50-foot platform onto a large little thing.
The Balmer bounce.
The Balmer bounce.
I'm liking the Balmer bounce. So I'll love the Balmer bounce.
Okay.
That's
a once in a lifetime too. A billionaire giving you a trampoline bounce into a pool? Come on.
I'm gonna marry the Skyhook, and here's the thing. I don't know if it's the safest because in my mind, it's a bunch of players in one room tying these bed sheets together, throwing the net out, and then laughing.
Terrence Mann, of course, is down below having to put it.
Hysterically. Yes.
And Terrence Mann has to, Terrence, go put the thing in the Skyhook. He's like, why do I have to do this? Like, you're the rookie. Go do it, Terrence.
You're the Florida ambassador.
Yeah, you're also that. You have to. He knows all the prank laws.
And then, I'm not quarantining anything. Yes. This is a great lineup.
Yes. Hell yeah. I'm going to love the super or the Skyhook. It's just if you've never made the Skyhook, it's a good quarantine activity right now, actually.
I mean, there's absolutely no reason for me to do it as an adult, but I live on the third floor
of a
three-floor building.
If you're above a dumpster, I used to have an apartment that was directly above a dump. I was on the fourth floor, but the dumpster was right below me. I could have been Skyhooking garbage down there. The whole time instead of taking
We might get a Skyhook going after this game after this pod
just to pick up some whatever's out there. So I'm gonna love the Skyhook. I'm gonna marry the string and can telephone that connects everybody.
Yeah.
Strictly for the fact that the gossip it's gonna be insane.
What about this? What if another team trying to
ties another string to the thing.
Ties the string to the Clippers network of strings. Tries to listen in on the convos.
I'll tell you what, we're getting into this is bordering onto fort making territory. Would be where this goes. And then I don't think I can quarantine one either, and that's not just because I picked all of them. I'm gonna quarantine the Balmer one.
Balmer bounce.
Because I don't want him to get hurt.
I
think the players are fine, but I could see Balmer like
he's wearing a football helmet.
I could see him missing the thing. I don't know how much activity he does. I could see him missing the thing and just taking a belly flop and getting a real red stomach or something.
That's also, just a lot of bounces.
That's only 15. Oh, 16 if you count Doc. Doc's definitely a good one too.
What about the training staff? They can't be left out.
Oh, we gotta ask Doc when we're on the next presser thing. We gotta ask Doc about the wine sitch.
Yeah,
that fool's gonna want some wine.
I mean,
should we send him a bottle? What's the address for the bubble? Here's a question. Wow, I wish we would have thought of this immediately at the beginning of the pod. If I send something to Doc Rivers, care of the Clippers at Disney World, and address it to Disney World, would that get to Doc Rivers?
No.
Why wouldn't it?
I would assume it's getting sorted or scanned or something.
Of course. To care of... Clippers at Disney.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just saying, man. He might need a nice varietal. You and him have talked about this.
I know, but wouldn't the return address be we don't know this person?
I'd make the return address Staples. Galaxy brain. The return address would just say... Jerry West? With a question mark.
Your old pal, Jer.
Your old pal, Jer. All right, we got to get off this episode. Monday's episode, we are going to have unregistered nurse Tarchi.
That's right.
Back. He's got some stuff out. He talked to the design team. He got some cool stuff maybe in the works.
Yeah. He might have also, in a mutinous move, decided push the design team over the edge to rename the team.
We'll see.
We're going to bring it up with him on Monday, tell you that much.
Will apparently has beef with Nurse Tarchi. Will got an unregistered vaccine, and he's not doing well. We're going to be talking Clippers practice.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be some footage to obsess over that. We are also, if anything super crazy happens this weekend, we'll have an episode, we'll have a live stream.
Yeah, we'll definitely have something to break the news if and when. I have to feel like whoa, I have to say and yeah. when. Some newsworthy stuff happens.
Yeah, and then whatever else happens between now and then in Clippland, where can these people find us?
You should check us out on iTunes, predominantly. I mean, we really appreciate it. If you would subscribe or leave a rating or review, it would be huge for us.
Imagine how good the pod will be when there's games to talk about.
It goes a long way. You can also listen to us, though, on Spotify. Hell you yeah. can listen to us on Deezer. Hell what yeah. do Android people listen to podcasts on? I really don't know.
Droid pods.
Droid pods.
Lucas pods. Because doesn't George Lucas own droids? Because they had the word droid trademarked and he sued or something? That's for Locked On copyright law. That's
I don't know.
A different
I don't know. Anyways, check us out. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. So, you know, just
do it.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much. So happy to be. There's going to be games soon. Very excited. There's going to be scrimmages. They're going to be televised. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Have a good one.